Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to Success Academy. We are in week four. Today is Tuesday, May 26, 2020. A little different meeting time this week, simply because here in the United States, Monday, Memorial Day, was yesterday. And so we honored that here and had those fun experiences. I'm so looking forward to this week's session. We are in deep, deep dive with focus on your people, business, and your relationships, and nourishing those relationships with intention. I love this week's training. It's a game changer for your personal life, for your business life, for anyone that you're in relationship with. This will absolutely be a contribution for you and with what you're creating and what you're wanting to experience within yourself and within your business and sales results. So as we turn this corner, this is the heartbeat to me of being in business. It's the heartbeat of having a thriving business or career life, a thriving personal life, right, as we're going to be talking about the people principles specifically today, nourishing your relationships and helping you grow and deepen them in a way that will help you have more fulfillment, joy, and richness in all the ways of that word and how it applies. We're going to be on page 25 today through page 26 and 7. We'll also be touching on page 28 as well. So if you want to join me on page 25 in your Success Academy workbook and have your notebook, if you are joining in live, awesome. If you're listening to a recording, great. That's awesome too. Just invite you, if at all possible, to create some focus space for yourself. You'll want to log off any kind of, you know, social media or email and allow yourself just to drop into to receive what we're taking place today. One of the key principles we're going to talk about today is the power of listening and the power of presence. Last week, when we talked in detail about focus and time management and priority management, one of the most important things that we do for our time management, for our productivity, is eliminating our distractions, or at least managing them, right? So I'm going to invite you to do the same thing. The same principle, though, is it applies to our relationships. It's one of the ways that we feel disconnected in relationship, and one of the ways we feel connected in relationship has everything to do with our attention and the presence that we're bringing to the relationship. People have a craving to feel needed, seen, heard, valued, significant. We'll talk about that in detail today. And as we give that gift, as we give that presence, well, giving yourself that gift today, too, is practicing that presence. So, again, grab for yourself, again, your favorite beverage, your notebook, anything of that nature, and allow yourself to drop in, eliminate those distractions that you can open yourself up to receiving as we move into this content. On page 25 at the top there, it says the people principle and welcome to the people business. If every single one of you, whether you're a real estate agent, you're in insurance, you're in health and wellness products, you're a life coach, you're a gardener, you're a school teacher, you're a pastor, you name it, whatever kind of business that you're in, for-profit, nonprofit, you name it, we're all in the people business. And some of you, as you graduated from high school or went on to college or advanced degrees, when you opened up that diploma, maybe you studied specifically, you know, technology or communications or business or whatever that degree was in, so to speak, is when you truly open that diploma, it said, welcome to the people business, right? It says various industries and, again, all the ways that we might be interested in or have strengths in or studies and so forth, but you really are in the people business, right? And you've likely heard at some point in your life this phrase, people buy from those they know, like, and trust. When we look at your sales specifically and we talk about let's grow your business, again, this is the heartbeat, is that we're building and nourishing relationships. Some people call this networking. Some people call it connection, whatever that looks like for you. Overall, we can call it people, right? The people principle is that we're in this life and in business with relationships with other people and choosing to nourish connection. And being intentional about that is a direct association to helping you grow your life, your sales, and your success. I love to say connection equals clients equals cash. It's that if you want to grow your business, you want to grow your sales, absolutely we want to grow your connection. We want to deepen connection with existing clients and relationships as well as expand upon that. As I was mentioning, the base level of human needs, right? So if I'm you, I want you thinking, and the question is, what do people need? right? If I'm in the people business, that's truly the heartbeat of my business. What is it that people need? And all humans have similar core needs, even though we're different ages, we're different races, genders, backgrounds, education, ages, where we live, you name it. Even though there's so many differences amongst human beings, things that we can say, oh, I have these food tastes or this interest or this belief politically or religious-wise. It's even though we have so many differences, at the heartbeat we have so many more similarities. If all human all human beings have similar needs, the need, again, to feel seen, to feel important, to feel respected, to feel significant, to feel heard. I love to say feeling heard in any relationship is like oxygen to the relationship. So think about this for me, and I'm going to capture into that your notes as you think, oh, I am in the people business. And what is it that people need? We look at those core foundational pieces around, gosh, the need of appreciation and respect and kindness and significance, feeling heard, feeling seen. It's just the basic level of human needs. And I think when we come back to that and know that and we focus on that, man, it makes such a difference to the outcomes and to the influence of what we're creating. When we look at sales or we look at leadership, another word for that is influence. And when you say, I want to influence more people to buy my product or to join me in my business or sign this petition or support this nonprofit or this charity work, whenever you're saying, I want to influence more people, it's thinking about how do we expand our influence. When we expand our influence, right, with gaining that trust and helping others feel seen and important, is they feel heard and they feel listened to rather than sold to or simply ignored or forgotten. All humans have these needs and they never outgrow the need. I don't outgrow the need. You don't outgrow the need, right? Every single one of us in Success Academy right now and every human you live with, every human in your business, every human you're connected to on social media, every neighbor that you have is, again, this need to feel important, the need to feel seen and significant. It's pretty simple, really. I'm not saying it's always easy to remember or easy to focus upon, but it is quite simple of the basic level of these needs that all humans currently have and will have as long as they exist. I love there's a teaching by Mary Kay Ash. She's a huge pioneer for women and for specifically the direct sales world. She's the founder of what's called Mary Kay Cosmetics. You've likely, I assume, at least heard of Mary Kay Cosmetics, whether you've ever used their product or not. But one of the things that she talked about and shared is she said, imagine as if every human you ever meet and connect with or cross paths with, imagine they're all wearing a sign around their neck that says, make me feel important. Another way to say that is they might, the question would say on their sign, do I matter to you? Am I important to you? Is we all have a need to feel valued, to feel seen, to feel significant. And the cool thing about this principle is we can be intentional to choose into saying, I want to be better at my people skills. I want to be better at relationships. I want more people to feel loved and valued by me. And again, one of the natural byproducts of this is more people that will support your ideas, will buy from you, will support you, refer you. You see what I'm saying is that is the heartbeat, is that that relationship is being nourished. So valuable, so important that we come home to these simple principles as we turn the corner in Success Academy. And the next couple of weeks to come, we talk about branding and messaging and marketing and publicity and your sales funnel and all of that. But this is truly the heartbeat of it, is again, you're in the relationship business. And the thing that we're going to focus on today is then being intentional about how we nourish these relationships, right? How we show up with this kind of intention. Years ago when I worked for Robert Kiyosaki, and he's the author of a whole series of books under the concept called Rich Dad, Poor Dad. You may have read or heard of him in his book, his game, The Cash Flow 101 Game. But lots of books and lots of educational tools and financial education. And one of the things I remember learning from him, and again, I don't know if he's the creator of this, I just simply learned it from him. But he would say this phrase where he would say, your network equals your net worth. I want you to write that down for me in your notes. My network equals my net worth. We sometimes call this relationship capital. And throughout your life, you've probably heard the phrase, it's not what you know, but who you know that matters. It is the power of your network and the power of your relationship. One of the things Robert also went on to talk about in his training is he would say, average people look for jobs. He wasn't saying you're average to have a job. Absolutely not. It's very noble and respectable, any kind of work that we're doing in the world. He was talking about, he would say, rich people build networks. So whether you're corporate employed, self-employed, a hybrid of the two, profit, nonprofit, is that being mindful of having a rich life in every which way that word means, you have rich relationships, you have nourished relationships, and that they are actively and intentionally invested in. So let's talk about a few ways that we can build and nourish relationships. Again, I'm still on page 25 in your workbook specifically. As we think about this, right, because we likely think these thoughts, but I'm asking you as your coach to act upon the thoughts that you have, the impressions, to reach out to someone, to send a handwritten note, to invite someone to lunch or dinner, or to thank someone, or to appreciate someone. I think we often have those thoughts or impressions, or at least from time to time they show up. But it's more so, are we acting upon them, and are we nourishing those impressions and those relationships? But there's three specific areas I want to focus on: the wow factor, deposits, and thank yous. Some of these, of course, will cross over. But, you know, it's sometimes been said that you're simply one relationship away from achieving your goals or having that interaction or that connection that you're looking for, and it changes the game for you or for your business. You never know who you might meet today, whether online or in person, or who you might meet this week or this month or this year, and how certain interactions and relationships really can be a game changer, from falling in love to someone that connects you to an incredible publisher to someone that you meet that becomes your next builder in your business. You just don't know. But it's choosing to say, I'm going to show up with intention of all my relationships, that I'm going to become known as someone who adds value. I'm going to be a VC, right, a value creator, and that I'm going to choose to be the kind of person that adds value wherever I go, whether I'm paid or not. Now, some of you have my Creator's Oath document. You can find this on my website if you want to see this. But there's this manifesto I created years ago, and then a friend of mine who's a great artist created the artwork to it in the backdrop. And in it, it says a couple of things. It's core key principles, and I just love it. It's beautiful. But one of the lines in there is what I just recited to you that says, I add value wherever I go, whether I'm paid or not. We could also insert the word paid, whether I'm acknowledged or not, or approved of or not, that we're the kind of people that proactively, right, capture this for me in your notes, I proactively add value wherever I go, whether I'm paid or acknowledged or not, right? We say paid or not. This kind of a mindset, loves, let alone following through in this way, man, it will sure set you up for a lot of love, life, joy, success. Now, it's not why we do it, right? I mean, we do it ultimately because it feels good to do it and because that's ultimately who we choose to be on the planet, is the kind of person that shows up this way. But I will tell you that whether you call it the law of karma or the law of reciprocity, or you want to call it that you reap what you sow, there is absolutely that what we plant and nourish in the world comes back to us, for positive or for negative. That principle is true. And so knowing this people principle, to say, I'm going to intentionally nourish and grow my relationship. I'm going to intentionally show up to add value, right? Another way of looking at this, Tony Robbins says, dollars follow value. So we're the kind of people that choose to show up this way and nourish our relationship. So let's go into a couple of practical or ideas. I'm going to just share with you a handful of things that you could be doing in your life and your business to nourish and grow your relationship, right, to think about it from that perspective. Because I think we're all getting it conceptually, and we go, yeah, that's true, right? It's people that show up this way, and they make you feel valued and important and seen. Man, it really creates a rich, deep connection. So let's look at first the wow factor. For me, the wow factor is the just because. It's above and beyond. You're creating experience, You're helping others feel important and significant. They might feel like a VIP to you. There's various ways of cultivating the wow factor. I want you to think, though, specifically here about just because, or it's the extra. You've maybe heard me say before this Wayne Dyer quote where he says, it's rarely crowded along the extra mile. The wow factor is the extra mile. It's where we are showing up in a way that we're intentional and we're nourishing and creating that kind of experience for others. So the wow factor, let me give you a few examples. Number one, years ago, I was looking at upgrading my CRM software, right? Like where you guys get emails from me is my CRM called Infusionsoft, is the company I'm currently with. And I've been with them for years, and I've been very pleased with how my relationship with them has been. But before I joined them, I was with a different software, right? And it didn't have nearly the bells and whistles, and it wasn't as robust, and it worked, but it was kind of, you know, it just wasn't as great, and different challenges and things like that. And I started paying attention, and Infusionsoft and different people that I follow and on their email lists and e-commerce and all of that, that they were using this particular software. Now, it was an investment, and as a small business, right, as myself, you know, it had an investment up front, and then there's a monthly subscription fee to use it. It's a few hundred dollars a month. And so it was definitely a step up for me, and I was evaluating it and exploring it. Well, here's the cool thing. I get into their sales process, and I meet with one of their sales reps who was just fantastic, answered questions, asked good questions, was, you know, thoughtful, was present. I felt heard, seen, listened to. Again, they met all those needs, and that really helped me make the decision to say, okay, I'm ready to really step up this opportunity. So I go through their sales process, and I get signed up. They already have my credit card. They run my credit card. They have all of my, you know, my payment and all of that. 2 or 3 days later, in my inbox shows up an email from them saying, welcome and thank you, and we're so glad you're here. Welcome to the Infusionsoft family. Here's a series of trainings we've put together for you from different online marketing experts, people like Michael Gerber and Frank Kern and others like that. People who really could help you grow your online business or grow your email list, right? And these were worth hundreds and hundreds of dollars. And because I, especially for me, knew of these different authors and speakers, I could absolutely see the value in them just gifting it. Here's why that was a wow factor. It came after the sale was made. Think about that. Again, if we're talking about living on the extra mile, what do you do after the sale is made? After someone is already in your pipeline or a customer or a client. One of the things, another wow factor, is things that I love to do at a live event. If I'm hosting a live event, and it's been a minute since we've done that, but I'm holding space, they're coming back. But at a live event, and I've hosted lots of them over the years, we would have, whether it was a one-day workshop or a half-day or a three-day workshop, that I would have a gift on everyone's chair when they would come into the retreat space, if we were at a cabin, or if they came into a large ballroom, if we were at a large event. If every one of my events, people were given a gift just for showing up. A lot of times that was a book that I'd purchase for them. Sometimes it might be a bath bomb, some self-care. You do want to tell people, though, it's a bath bomb. I had one gentleman in my audience once, you guys, who we had these little, like, flower-looking bath bombs. He thought it was a cookie, and he bit into it. Now, it won't hurt you because it's just baking soda, you know, for the most part of things, but sure didn't taste right. Make sure you inform your guests what it is in the gift of itself. But we've given away all kinds of things. Now, in my multi-day event, some of those gifts were sponsored by other brands where they're wanting, you know, exposure and so forth. But many of those were things I purchased and put back into the client. I'm a big believer. I want you to write this down for me in your notes. Is that a percentage of your sales or your contract or whatnot goes back into the client. I just think that's really good business. And whether it's everything from a simple handwritten note to a book, flowers, to a gift card to their favorite restaurant, it's some form, and we'll talk about this with thank yous and deposits as well, but that wow factor is that it's not in my marketing, meaning that people aren't saying, hey, and when you get here, there's going to be gifts on your chairs. We don't market it. It's just because you buy an on-site live ticket You might receive a really nice aluminum water bottle, or again, a book, or a gift card, or something that nourishes back into the client. And so every ticket sale, we build into the ticket sale, right? Because we obviously have hard costs and expenses. We have a profit margin, but a portion of that profit margin we put back into the client. The various wow factors, right, is that when you send someone flowers just because, hey, I'm thinking of you, I appreciate you, or you create an experience for them. Maybe you have T-shirts or a custom journal for all your guests that, again, is just an extra that comes. Or maybe you have a welcome packet that you send out to your clients with, like, you know, some cute little things that just welcome them to your business or to the experience. There's various ways that you can do this. I just know it's thinking about it from that perspective. And again, wow factors are typically, if you think of someone who's maybe a VIP client or they've paid into something of that nature, and therefore you have a portion you give back to them. There's also a great book that I love called The Experience Economy. I believe it's also a TED Talk. A gentleman out of Harvard that created this is The Power of Creating Experience for Your Clients and what they're experiencing, what a difference that makes. The second part of this is looking at deposits and seeing that, you know, all relationships, I use the language relationship capital, and therefore we have investments, deposits, withdrawals, and hopefully we're making a lot more deposits in our relationship capital in those bank accounts than we are ever taking withdrawals. If you do long-term relationships, though, with anyone, there will be points of withdrawals, or they'll get on your nerves, or you'll have a disagreement, or you won't always see things eye to eye. That's a natural part of long-term relationships. But we want to be intentional creators, right? Each of you are the creator of the quality of your life. You directly influence the quality of your relationship and choosing in to say, I'm going to make these deposits, right? I'm going to invest in others. Kind words, kind actions, various things of that nature. I also love, of course, thank yous. I'm a big believer of the thank you. I love a thank you note. I have lots and lots of stationery here in my office of blank note cards, blank stationery paper. And then I gather, of course, cards that might be birthday cards or, you know, sympathy or get well or again, just some form of thinking of you. All kinds of cards and stationery. I'm a big fan of that. But the power of being a person that chooses to say thank you. Again, appreciation. Mother Teresa is quoted as saying that there's a greater hunger in this world and for our human beings than there is a greater hunger for appreciation and recognition than there is for bread. And just the cravings that humans have as a need to feel seen and important and appreciated. And what a difference that makes. I remember when I was studying with Jack Canfield directly years and years ago, he talked about the power of carrying around a 3x5 card and chicken scratching off, you know, 5 to 10 people a day that you were appreciating to train yourself to get into the habit. And if you came to the end of the day and if it was, say, 11 o'clock at night and you only had 3 chicken scratches and had 2 more to go, like pull up your email and send one to your brother or to a client or to a friend and or write a thank you note or something where you were cultivating and training yourself to be in the habit of appreciation. There's a parable in the Holy Bible, whether you're Christian or not. In the New Testament of the Holy Bible, there's a parable taught where Jesus the Christ healed 10 lepers. And you would assume if you had leprosy, all of them, they'd probably, you know, prayed and begged and tried different treatments and various things that they wanted out of that pain, wanted out of that discomfort. And he comes and he heals 10 of them. And you would assume all 10 of them felt gratitude for being healed, right? Yet only one of them turned around to say thank you. I think there's a great teaching of that, because they probably all felt the gratitude, but only one expressed it. Gratitude, as it's been said, is the conversation or the concept that it's like you have a wrapped gift that you don't give to someone if you're not expressing it. And so the power of, again, I'm a big believer of thank you notes, of gift cards. One idea or example that I've utilized, and I'm happy to share this, the image or the mock-up with our group, if that's valuable to you. One thing I've done, I love gift cards, right? And sometimes it's a $5 gift card to Starbucks. Give someone their favorite cup of coffee or hot cocoa, you know, or their favorite treat. It could be something, again, simple. It doesn't have to be large and grandiose. You can do those things, too, for sure. But, you know, a simple $5 gift card to Starbucks. One of the things my team and I started doing is that we created off your Starbucks app. You take your little barcode, and then I had my designer create some designs around it. One says, like, happy holidays. One says, happy autumn. One says, thank you. One says, happy birthday. And as it's someone's birthday or sending a thank you or at the holidays, right, is you can text off this gift card. And that way, because sometimes you buy gift cards and they don't get used, right? A lot of times they do, of course. But what this is then you just fund it in your account where you just add more, you know, dollars. So we just add $100 to my Starbucks account. And as I've sent out those, hey, here's my account that they just give someone. Again, it's a little like a photo that we've sent to them that they can pull up in their text message or on their email and give their barista when they check out. Simple idea. And if that's something you want to run with, feel free to. I'm a big believer, as I mentioned, in stationery, having that on hand. A lot of times when I travel, I'll have blank note cards with me that I might write a handwritten note to my meeting planner or to the person that's had me at the event. Or as I was at an event, say I was attending and learning myself, and I made 3 or 4 really rich, new, beautiful connections. On the flight home, I'm often writing out those thank you notes. And just that little touch, right, is that little touch is how do we go the extra mile? Making those deposits, we show up in a way. Because, again, the masses aren't doing those types of things. The masses, like the other 9 that were healed, just move along in their life. And they're asleep or they're distracted. Versus I'm just asking us, none of us are perfect at this at all. That's not the point. As you know, my thought process is not about perfection. I'm just asking us to be committed and to practice these principles where we are the type of person that says, thank you. I appreciate you. I value you. One thing I like to do for close family and friends in my circle is when it's their birthday, I like to share with them in text or verbally, here are 3 things I really love about you or appreciate about you. You know how far that goes? When people have done that for me, I had some friends gather, a handful of friends gathered here over the weekend at my own home, and we've been masterminding together. We've become dearest of friends for the last, there's 4 of us, the last 18 months. And we gathered and made some delicious food, right? That's one of my love languages, too. It's like, oh, let's nurture and host and things. But my friend Henry just said, hey, before we talk about anything else, which became the focus of the night, he said, let's go around and share 2 things we really love or appreciate or see in the other person. And it was such a rich night. And to hear those things, right, to hear the value. So be the kind of person, again, like a Henry, who says, let me appreciate this in you. Let me speak it. Let me write it. Let me do those types of things. Other thank yous, again, the list is endless. You can make someone their favorite cookies. You can ship them a treat. You can watch. One of the things about nourishing relationships, nourishing relationships, my loves, or you guys, is that the reality is that in the day and age we live in with social media, and you can find, if you're paying attention, you can find what people are into. Right? You can see some of their interests and things that they love, whether that's fly fishing or they're into lush bath bombs or they're into health or yoga or hiking or they have a pup that they just absolutely adore, right? Or they're really passionate or love Mary Oliver's great poetry, right? You see what I'm saying? Is people share things that give you an inside glimpse to who they are and what they appreciate. I remember years ago a woman I was very intentionally wanting to have a closer relationship with and nourish that relationship. She runs a really large women's networking organization, and they host a large annual event, about 1,200 people, and then other smaller chapter-type things or regional-type things. And I know what it's like to host a really large event. And so her big annual event was coming up that she hosts every year in Texas. And I'd seen on her social media at one point things she'd shared about bath bombs, lush bath bombs. And I love lush bath bombs myself. But I saw that and I thought, So I went and bought 3 or 4 bath bombs and then a really nice candle. I put the candle in the center of the box and then a bath bomb on each corner of the box and a little note that just said, hey, I'm thinking of you. Wanted to send you a box of self-love and some self-care as you head into your big conference, some time for yourself to nourish that, but just cheering you on. Right, and sent that off to her. And then I remember her sharing it a little bit on her Instagram, you know, this candle and these bath bombs and things like that. But just seeing people, right? And whatever the things are they're up to, and then acknowledging that and nourishing that. There's been people that have done the same for me that have sent me Lush bath bombs, or they've sent me peanut butter cups, right? Because if you're paying attention, occasionally I talk about my deep love for chocolate and peanut butter. I mean, I really think it's a dream team, right? Soulmates, peanut butter and chocolate. I remember this is months ago, earlier this year, there's a guy I went on a date with. And while I didn't end up being like, you know, like there wasn't sparks there, it was quite cute and funny when he came to pick me up for our dinner date. Instead of bringing flowers, he bought me a little tub of peanut butter cups. And I just smiled and I laughed and I was like, see, even though it didn't turn into this big thing between he and I, it still reinforced, like, he was paying attention. And that just, like, I just smiled and really loved that. Thought that was super cute and adorable and let him know that. It's like, oh, that was so thoughtful and so cute. You see what I'm saying? And again, if people into personal growth or things like that, you can send books. A friend of mine in my network, occasionally he'll send me different books he's reading and that he loves. And every time that happens, I just so appreciate it. He's also way into fly fishing. So there's times I've done things and gifts in that theme and genre, right? Or for he and his wife and family, they're really close friends of mine. You should just think about these things. Now, we could go on and on about all kinds of ideas, things I've experienced, things I've done, from sending clients to the day spa who referred me a large client, to gift cards to the bookstore, to a simple thank you in text, right? Like, one of the things I love to do is each morning after I wrap my morning ritual is I'm often texting two or three people and just saying, I'm thinking about you. I'm wishing you an amazing day. And just go with different people that truly come up for me in my mind. One of the most powerful questions you can ask yourself and ask of God or the universe is to ask the question, who can I serve today? Who needs me today? Potent. And thinking about that where you go, oh, okay, yeah. And then you get impressions. Now, sometimes you'll have an impression and it's your next door neighbor. Sometimes it will be a prospect you're nourishing. Sometimes it's a family member or a friend that is looking at nourishing these various relationships for yourself. So let's go on to, I want to talk about specifically page 26, and we're going to do a little act report together at this moment, and that you can practice this principle as we're going to work on intentionally nourishing others at this point. So on page 26, you can see a cute little graph there. If you'd like a blank copy of this, if you want to let me know that in our Facebook group, I will send you one. I mean, you obviously can print off as many as you'd like in your from your workbook. But if you'd like the vertical version of this, because this reads more horizontal, and if you just want to print that one form over and over again and utilize this weekly or monthly, you're welcome to do that. I'll go ahead. I'll just make a note to have share that form in our Facebook group. Okay. So as you can see, if you have your workbook with you, if you don't, I'll visually walk you through this. If you don't have your workbook with you, I want you to draw a graph, a four-quadrant graph, where a line right down the middle is a blank sheet of paper and a line right through that at the center point horizontal, so you have an axis and a four-quadrant grid. And top left says personal. What I'm going to ask that you do is come up with two to three people that come to mind in your personal life that you'd like to nourish. If you have a significant other, I hope you put their name down. It might be a boyfriend, a girlfriend, spouse, children, friendships, family members. But in your personal life, just take a deep breath and think about, who in my personal life do I need to nourish this week? And go ahead and write them down. Again, you're going to have as many blank sheets of paper on this as you'd like. So go ahead and commit to that and write it down there. But I want you to think about each quadrant, two to three people this week that you're going to nourish. Top right-hand quadrant says existing clients or existing leaders, for those of you in direct sales, but your existing clientele or existing leaders. This could also be a quadrant for employees as well. If you have employees that work for you or in your business, you might want to add them to this quadrant. But think about your existing clientele and write down for me two or three people's names that come to mind that you want to actively nourish. Bottom left-hand quadrant is peers or colleagues, or again, in direct sales, you would call that your cross line. but your peers, your colleagues, in my world, that's fellow coaches and speakers, people that are also out, you know, teaching and speaking and things of that nature. I actively nourish those relationships as well, because many times we collaborate. I'll have them on my podcast. They have me on their show. They have me speak at their event or vice versa. As peers and colleagues is to nourish those relationships. And then bottom right-hand quadrant says new relationships. So they could be new or newer, right? But someone you've met at a networking event or someone you've been connecting with and following and nurturing on Instagram or online somewhere. It's just the power of nourishing new relationships. So if there's two or three names, again, that come to mind for you there, go ahead and put them there. But it's just being intentional about let's nourish these relationships, right? We want to think of it in this way, as we've just rattled off a whole bunch of ways that you can do that. Whether you take someone to lunch, you send them a gift card for coffee, you put a thank you note in the mail, you text or email them, you reach out, is the power of nourishing relationships and being intentional about that. I just like to see it in this grid. Now, if you are my private coaching client, a lot of my private coaching clientele, which I'm sharing this exact same strategy with you, they on average will nourish 20 relationships in a week. 10 are existing clients or existing friends, family members, people in their life already. And then they'll nourish 10 new relationships with people they might be sampling or calling on, or they've sent literature to, or that they're wanting to get a meeting with or connect with, and they're nourishing those relationships as well. It's really powerful, right? Really, really powerful to be intentional about it, because we think these thoughts, but I'm inviting you to do it. And hinging upon last week's training, I invite you to time block it, right? Every other week it pops up in my schedule and it says RN, baby, which stands for relationship nourishment. And it reminds me to do the very same thing that I'm coaching you to do, which is taking the time to nourish those relationships. And so sitting down maybe and you have a movie on and you write out 5 to 6 handwritten notes, or you make some, you know, 3 to 5 connection calls back to back to back and reach out in that way, right? Or set up, again, if it's, say, like me when it shows up on that Friday morning, is setting up 2 or 3 meetings for the following week, online or in person, of connection time. But remember, you're after connection. Connection equals clients equals cash. And the more that you nourish your connection, nourish that relationship capital, the better it will be. But I love page 26 and that beautiful graph where it can just help you think of nourishing others intentionally. I want to pop up just really quickly to page 25 and just wrap up a few thoughts that are there that we didn't touch on just yet. You heard me earlier talk about the power of adding value and being a resource is asking questions, right? I love to ask people questions. And questions like, you know, what's your most important goal or your biggest challenge that either I or a member of my network could help you with, right? Sometimes when people are connecting with me or reaching out, and I love to ask them that, what's your most important goal? What are you actively working on? Right? It's just being conscious of that and saying, okay, and that maybe I or maybe someone I'm connected to could help you with, the power of that. We also know that follow-up's key, right? Follow-up, follow-up, follow-up. You've probably heard it said, the fortune's in the follow-through, is the power of follow-up, and that we want to be intentional about that. Again, you heard me say last week, success is scheduled, and we want to schedule follow-up. We want to schedule that intentional connection time. It's just like how some couples absolutely have a scheduled date night, or some people I know with their children have a scheduled date night with each child, or date day, where they take each child and have some one-on-one time to connect and grow deeper. And again, it's not about being perfect at these things, but it is about being committed to say, I want to be intentional. See, sometimes in relationships, especially romantic ones, or our love life, right, is one of the ways we sometimes get it wrong there. Is we believe it's just, if it's, quote, meant to be, it will be. We fall in or out of love, that feeling of or that experience of, versus being intentional about what are you growing? What are you growing at home? What are you growing with family, friends, your kiddos, and, of course, with your business? But I think all of us wouldn't expect anything in our lives to grow, whether it was a garden, literally, or our health and fitness, or absolutely our business, if we weren't intentionally nourishing it, intentionally growing it. So I just invite you to think of that, to say, yeah, that's right. And the gift of long-term relationship is we get a lot of opportunity to practice and come back to it over and over again and to nourish those relationships and to say, oh, that's right, I'm going to spend the kind word, right, or do the kind thing or create the space where we can connect. Is the power of follow-through and following up, but to schedule it. It's just as applicable at home as it is with your business. Let's go on to page 27. Sometimes as we start this conversation of nourishing relationships, of who do I start with? How do I grow deeper? How do I create more influence? How do I create deeper connection? I invite you on page 27, as it says at the top there, nourish relationships. Let's look at number one that says, who are your fans, right? These are the people that have your back, that champion you from your personal life though to the people online or in your business, people that love your work, that support your work, that promote your work. There's a great book out there called Monster Loyalty, and it's studying the fan base of Lady Gaga. And whether you love her music or not, and still she's created massive, again, I love the concept Success Leaves Clues, what are the things she's done? Or you might have heard of Swifties, Taylor Swift, you know, following, or Katy Perry, her kitty cats, right? All of these talented female musicians who, again, whether you love their music or not, still looking at that concept, one of the things that they do is they nourish their fan base and they do thoughtful things and show up and in a way where their fans feel like, oh my gosh, I matter to them. I feel seen here. I feel like I belong here. These are my people, right? We're all looking for connection. You are, your children are. Everyone you know is looking for connection. Some ways we find that healthier ways of connection, and sometimes unhealthier ways. But we're all looking for connection. So one of the ways that you can say, who are my fans? Who has my back? Who shows up for me? Sometimes we're so busy trying to get the approval of other people that we might sometimes be tempted to forget the people who already show up for us. And we want to start there absolutely and nourish those people. Number two is you could say, who are you drawn to or who do you look up to? Maybe you actively nourish that relationship and you let them know you feel that way and you reach out and you appreciate them or affirm them. Number three, you could look at who are influencers in your industry that you desire to connect to, people that are doing what you want to do, who might be further down the path, and that you nourish those relationships, again, forms of appreciation, no matter who it is on the planet. No matter how big of a following they have or how successful they've been or whatever it might be that you have them, you know, that you're really looking up to, the reality is they're still human and they have the same human needs that we're talking about here today. They don't outgrow them, just like you don't either. You might also want to consider number four. I want you to star number four, highlight it, circle it, put some glitter on it, however you want to make this stand out. But I absolutely want you to nourish your previous or existing clientele. You can reach out to them, offer a free bonus, check in to say hello. But this is a potent way of nourishing your business specifically. I want to give you an example of a client of mine from years past named Caroline out of Canada. Caroline hired me many years ago and I used to do a lot of private coaching. I do a little of it now, but I mostly do group. And I love the group and the group dynamic that we create together. But years ago when I used to do a lot of that, she was one of my private coaching clients. And she'd hired me at a season or time of her life where she was going through a lot of change. She was going through a divorce of a 13-year marriage. She'd had, unfortunately, an assault situation, and she was processing that. But she was just in all this transition, moving and finances and so forth. She was a professional organizer, or is a professional organizer, and had a book and has been on TV. And so she had a well-nourished business. I believe it was on week two or three of her sessions where she brought up with me and she just said, hey, I just have to share. I'm really stressed about money right now. I said, okay, let's talk about it. And she was sharing some of the things that were up for her. And I said, okay. And as we came up with different assignments she was working on that week, I gave her a very specific assignment. And for any one of you that are saying, yeah, I really want or need a cash infusion to my business, or I really want to see or create, right, some a difference and some shift here. As I gave Caroline this assignment where I said, I want you to follow up with or reach out to 10 previous clients, and previous clients who have worked with you in the past who you've done organization for residentially or commercially. And here's what I want you to say to them, Caroline. I want you to simply just reach out and say a gist of three simple things. Number one, hi, I'm thinking of you. It crossed my mind, because they did. Number two, I want you to ask them and check in about how they're doing, how is their space, you know, how's life, how's your family, how's your space doing, how's it feeling, what are you loving, what may be out of balance, but just to check in and ask some good questions in that regard. And then number three is just to ask the question, is there anything I can do to support you? We're not calling with an offer. We're not calling with the deal of the month. We're calling just asking some of those specific questions. I'm thinking of you, number one. Number two, how's life and how is this? Again, previous clients, how's your space? Number three, is there anything I can do to support you? I gave her the assignment, a couple other assignments. We wrapped her session for the week. As we got on our call the following week, unbeknownst to me, that assignment had been a real big stretch to her. And we got on the call and we started going through her assignments and checking in on accountability. And I said, okay, so let me know about this. I'm curious, how did that go? And she goes, well, I got to tell you, I had a lot of anxiety to do that assignment. I was really nervous about it. I said, interesting, tell me more about that. And she said, my nerves were, I felt like since they'd already hired me in the past, my fear was I'd be seen as pushy or salesy. And I just felt like they already know what I do. And if they wanted my help, they'd let me know. They've already asked, you know, I've already worked with them in the past. I said, interesting. She goes, I would have loved to have contacted 10 new people versus previous clients. But see, previous clients she already has to trust with. They've already written her a check once. They've already been nurtured. She said, interesting, right? She said, but what I went on to experience, she goes, but I was nervous. I cried. I was tummy. I thought I might throw up. But she said, I thought, oh, that redhead, I won't hear the end of it if I don't do my assignments. And she's right. I mean, right? That's why you have a coach is like, hey, I really want accountability here. She said, but what happened is I made those 10 calls. 5 of them on the spot booked me for more business. I don't know about you, but a 50% close rate anytime is awesome. She said, I'm paid for my bills, paid for my coaching. Everything's cut up. All like that one assignment changed the game for me. She said, but here's what was fascinating to me. She said, of how many of them said something of the fact, something in the same field of, I've been thinking about you and I've meant to contact you or reach out to you. And I thought, isn't that interesting, right? But yeah, it teaches you a lot. And said, a lot of times, again, these aren't sales calls. These are connection calls. And she did that, and what a difference it makes. There's a video I'm going to include in your assignment email called Get Clients Now that walks you through similar and gives you some scripting of that if you're saying yes to reach out to those clients. Now, I filmed that video a long time ago, guys, so my style has changed some, right? But the content's still absolutely awesome. But that's number four, and one of my favorite on the list, I would say, is nourish, reach out to your existing or previous clientele. See, like a lot of times in sales, we think of new sales or new relationships versus nourish the people you've already done life and business with. And finally, number five, another way to just think about this intentionally is to identify 5 people this season that you want to intentionally grow or nourish a relationship with. There's room there for you. You can write in their names, right? But identify those 5 people that you think, yeah, I want to be intentional about having better friendship here or relationship here and how that makes a difference. Let's look at page 28, too, before we wrap up for this week, because one of the most important skills in nourishing our relationships is the power of presence and the power of listening, right? There's all kinds of things that we can do for our relationship. Feeling heard, like I mentioned, is oxygen to the relationship. So on page 28, you can see at the top there, it says the power of listening, and you can see there's 2 quotes there, one by Stephen Covey that says, most often we listen with the intent to reply versus to understand. See, that's such an important practice because we can be listening and listening and listening like, yeah, huh, mm-hmm. We might even nod our head, give eye contact. Or we're really seeking to understand someone. Or we're just listening until they take a long enough pause where we can then share our thoughts, our agenda. I love also the quote by Jack Canfield that says, focus on being interested versus interesting. And that we focus on, teach me about you. What are your needs? What are your interests? There's a classic book by Dale Carnegie called How to Win Friends and Influence People. Like, it's teaching and reinforcing these same principles, is that we're in the relationship business. And how we help people meet their basic needs that we all have. I feel heard. I feel seen. I feel important. I feel significant. It's how we create or gain influence. We gain trust. I love one of the things that I want you to have in your notes for me is one of my million-dollar questions that I love to ask myself, that I'm modeling also for you, is this, is asking myself the question, how often do other people feel important in my presence? How often do other people feel important in my presence? Million-dollar question. Because how people feel with you is your true business card. You can have the sexiest website on the World Wide Web, but how people feel with you, online, in person, they feel seen, they feel acknowledged, they feel important, it really matters. Well, one of the most important things we can do for someone that doesn't cost a dime is to truly practice listening, that we seek to understand, that we practice being present in relationship. Right, here's the irony is in 2020, we're more connected digitally and to humans of all walks of life around the world as much as we want to be. We're so connected in a lot of ways, and in some ways we're more disconnected than we've ever been. We're on our phones at the dinner table. We're halfway listening to someone. We're connected but disconnected. Now again, this is a practice. No need for guilt. I'm just bringing your awareness to it. But for each of us, that we say, I'm going to commit to this practice. So I'm going to invite you to practice this week. As you move into this week, I'm going to ask that you nourish at least 2 to 3 people in each quadrant, right? So you're looking at anywhere from 4 to 12 people this week that you're going to intentionally nourish. Wait, not 4 to 12, right? Like 2 to 3 in each quadrant. Yeah, so I meant 8, right? Or more that I'd like you to be actively nourishing within your life, within your business, that you give that intention to, and that you're nourishing those relationships. You're saying, I see you, I appreciate you, I value you, or asking more questions. How can I best support you? What does great support look like to you? This is a million-dollar question. I'd write that one down too. How can I best support you? And I love to ask someone, what does great support look like or feel like to you? I'd go to your spouse and ask them, what's one thing I could do for you this week that would help you feel loved? When you talk about making deposits, friends, even asking the question is a deposit, right? Like my example with Caroline, she called 10 people, 5 bought on the spot. The other 5 that didn't buy, though, they felt nourished and deposited in. Because again, she wasn't making a sales call. She didn't call with an offer. She just called to check in. How are you? How's life? How's your space? Is there anything I can do to support you? It's just, hey, I'm here, I'm showing up for you, I'm in the corner. And so even if those other 5 who didn't buy, they got nourished and they might utilize her again in the future or definitely increase her odds of being referred business by these people because, again, we're meeting those core key needs. I love, love, love session 4. It's the heartbeat of a thriving life personally and the heartbeat of a thriving life in your professional and business life too. Enjoy practicing these principles. Enjoy nourishing those relationships, bringing more joy and light and support to others, right? It's when I think about Success Academy, I really feel like we could sum it up into 2 key things. One is we nourish ourselves, right? The self-care, we're going to show up more intentionally for ourselves. And secondly, the crossover of that, right? The yin and the yang is that we show up intentionally to nourish others. How we're working on creating a more full life. And sending you lots of love, positivity, belief. We are back on tomorrow, right? Because again, we're meeting today is Tuesday. We're back on tomorrow, same time, same place. We'll be back here tomorrow for our open coaching Q&A session. I'll look forward to that. If you're not able to join us live and have a question, you're always welcome to share a question in our Facebook group at least 2 hours before we go live. Tag me to it so I see it. And I will weave it into our live session as well. But hopefully most of you can join there live. Be thinking about what you need help with and support with, and looking forward to that. Have a great rest of your Tuesday, everyone. I'll see you tomorrow.